Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. I know it's kind of funny to be talking about the word joy in July. It's usually a word we focus on in December, but I think God has a sense of humor and probably knows it's good to remind us halfway through the year. That way we can and should have joy all year long and not just in December, right? And also joy and July start with the same letter. So I guess there's that too. That's the only thing I got you guys is that I must have been thinking joy and July all start with J. So there we go. Joy can seem like such a simple word, but a hard word to feel all the time. I love our verse this month, Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Three things about this verse have really stood out to me. The first one, all joy and peace. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, not just a little, or maybe just a fair amount, but all joy and peace. The second thing that stood out to me is trust. Trust is a key word that stands out to me in this verse. All joy and peace as you trust in him. So I can get all that joy and all that peace by how? By trusting God. And three, so that I may overflow with hope. Overflowing hope? That sounds pretty motivating to me. So when the times hit that natural joy doesn't feel like the natural response, what can I do to remind myself to get my attention and intention going in the way of joy? It's a great question, right? I love acronyms because they are quick and easy reminders that we can cling to help us. So here's an acronym I want to share with you for joy. Joy starts with J, and we've got Jesus. Jesus is our source of joy. Right? We're not looking to our circumstances. We're not looking to our situations. I know that that is what we are naturally inclined to do. But if we don't look at our circumstances or our situations, and we truly look to Jesus when we need joy, he's going to give it to us every time. It serves as a reminder for us to get our perspective heading in the right direction. And so we need to be intentional about bringing Jesus first into these moments. O is for opportunity. Okay, I know this one sounds a little crazy, but circumstances and situations can be an opportunity for us to grow and learn. God doesn't waste anything in your life. He uses it all. So when tough times arise, if we can intentionally reframe it as an opportunity, it allows us to grow in our faith. And why? And for why, I have the word yay. Why yay? Because this circumstance or situation, it'll pass. It will. God's word says hope comes in the morning. So we can say yay to help remind ourselves that this will pass and that Jesus will give us the victory. I hope as you intentionally seek to have joy this month, you see Jesus with you. And remember to bring Jesus into it. Look for the opportunity in it and say yay because it will pass. All right, you guys, blessings as you love and serve with great purpose. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.